Thank you for downloading the Preventative HR podcast from GAP HR Services. To find out more, visit our resources section at gaphr.co.uk. But first, sit back and enjoy this week's Preventative HR podcast. There are various reasons why you need to issue contracts of employment. All of them are to help you as the employer rather than the employee. You could get away with not giving people contracts, but the biggest disadvantage of not doing so is that if you don't issue your own contract, the default employment law will apply to the employees. And as we all know, employment law is generally weighted towards the employee's rights rather than the employer's rights. If you have your own contracts, you can at least change some of those things, which will be better for you and your business. Reason four is redundancy. Normally, when you start the redundancy process, you need to have a period of consultation. This should be at least 7 days. Once they've been informed about the possibility of redundancy, some employees will appreciate having the notice so they can sort out their private and work lives. Others will be demotivated and useless at their job. And some will be really angry and do things that they really shouldn't, be it taking confidential client lists or bad-mouthing their employer and stopping the other employees from working. We discovered an interesting loophole, that you can put them on gardening leave for the duration of a redundancy consultation process. If you think that they are likely to react badly or will be unable to function and potentially damage the business, then this could be a real bonus for you. But to be able to do this, you need to have a sentence in the contract that says so. Otherwise, if you don't have it in the contract and you do send them home, then you are yet again breaching the contract and removing their right to work for a living. So this is an example of issuing a contract giving you the flexibility of being able to do what you need to do to protect the business, so the interests of the business can be represented rather than just the letter of the law. So that's yet another reason why it's a good idea to issue your own employment contracts to your employees so that you can protect your business. For daily human resources hints and tips, follow me on Twitter under @preventativehr. To listen again to any of our free podcasts, please go to our resources page at gaphr.co.uk and arrange your personal HR strategy session by giving me a call on 0845 459 6319.